I know I have a douchebag haircut. Is that what it is? I know I look like a beer pong champion date rapist personal trainer. I know who I am. And I apologize to the group. There's nothing I can do about this right now. My hair used to be worse. I used to have a faux hawk. Like a Tony Hawk skate ramp aerodynamic haircut. But then I saw The Great Gatsby, Leonardo DiCaprio, comb that shit over. Yes. I will never let go, Leo. I'll never let go. If you're watching, I'm not letting go. Call me, or have your people call me. Or have your people call my mother. All right. No, you know, I'm happy now. No, I am. You know, happy, you know, you live life, you know, but, you know, I went through stuff, you know, just went through a breakup, and I was tough. Look, I completely handled this breakup like the woman. I was the absolute girl. Every single day, I just drank Pinot Grigio and listened to Michael Bublé. That was my whole life. My whole life, Pinot Grigio and Michael Bublé for 3 frickin' months. Every workout I did, I called it Pinot 90X. Because I would just drink a bottle of Pinot Grigio and then try to do P90X. And just send pictures of my shitty body to my ex-girlfriend's new humongous black boyfriend, if I'm being honest. You know, and I became like, like very oversensitive, you know, over-perceptive about things. Like, I just need to let go. Like, I got into a fight with a kid, you know? I just got into a fight with a kid over something meaningless. It was ridiculous. I create these things in my head. I was getting ice cream. 9-year-old kid in front of me orders pistachio ice cream. I'm like, that's an adult-flavored ice cream. What else you want, espresso? You're 9. You get chocolate ice cream with rainbow sprinks or vanilla ice cream with chocolate sprinks. You gotta have sprinks. You're a kid. Put some sprinks on it. If I was the cashier, I wouldn't even give it to him. I would have said pistachio. Let me see your divorce papers. Recent colonoscopy. What have you been through, kid? That's like a fun flavor to you? It's green. It has nuts in it, you little frickin' psycho. It's not fun. And I remember he was with his mom. And he looks at his mom. He goes, come on, mom. You know I love pistache. I said, pistache? I'm going to kill this kid. You know, like I talk to kids. Like, I was like kind of like an idiot little kid too, you know? Just be like a little jerk, you know? Like, remember that show DuckTales? Remember that show? Remember? Yeah. It would go, DuckTales. Woohoo! Remember that? Woohoo! Make that sound. Like, if you were my friend and I thought you were lying, right? Thought you were telling a tale, I would make that sound and embarrass you. Like, I remember, like, one of my friends came, it was like, we were 16. He was like, guys, I just lost my virginity last night. I was like, did you? Woohoo! No, you didn't. No, you didn't. You're lying, dude. You're such a liar. But then, you know, basically life woohooed me because I have no friends anymore. They're like, yeah, go stick your dick in the Pinot Grigio bottle, bro. Go do that. So we're not hanging out with you. But, you know, my dad's around. That's good. My dad's like, you know, he's older now. He's a friend, you know. It's good. It's helpful. You know, we're both from New York. You know, we have these accents. Like, I can't hide it. Okay, one lady. You got balls doing that in Boston. Good for you. Yeah. Good. No, shut up. Come on. No, you know, I can't hide it. You know, there's nothing I could ever do. We got, like, bad. We don't pronounce the R's. You know, that's what I've noticed. It's not New York. It's New York. Skip the R, always. But my dad now, like I said, he's getting older. He's adding R's into words that don't need R's. There's no R balance in this guy's life at all. He never figured out. First it was no R's, now it's too many R's. Like, he goes to the doctor the other day. I was like, how was it? He was like, how was it? Told me I got full-blown diabetes. I said, doc, scientifically, what does that mean? You need me to get on Google? I know Google. Well, Google.com. What am I, dumb? Think I know Google.com? And he always has the wrong word for what he's talking about. Like, it's close, but it's 100% the wrong word that means something totally different. Yeah, the doc said the cartridge in my knee, it's no good. You know the cartridge in your knee? You mean cartilage? What, does your knee a frickin' printer? What are you talking about? Does your knee ink? It's a cartridge, see the knee? Get it at Staples, it's no good. But don't print the knee, don't print. Doc said I gotta get on that eucalyptus machine. You ever do eucalyptus? You mean the elliptical? What, do you work out with koala bears? What are you talking about? Is this Australia? Rotary cuff too in the shoulder. The rotary cuff, it clicks. It's in the shoulder. Was your shoulder phone from 1968? It's rotator. You guys just learned that too. Holy shit. Okay. That's what happened there. Don't try to pull one over on me, Boston. I know you didn't know. It's not rotary. I don't get this one. No, it makes sense because it's... Shut up. You know that. My dad, you know, he's funny. He's like religious now, but he's still a dirtbag. It's kind of cool. It's funny. Like this example. Like, you know, we were in his car the other day, and we were at, you know, church outside. He goes, make the sign of the cross every time you see the church. Make the sign of the cross when you see Jesus, okay? Make the sign of the cross. Then there was this really hot girl walking by, and he waited. She was right in front of the car, and he honked the horn and startled her. He's like, you see that? You catch her off guard, you get the tits to jiggle. Make the sign of the cross. Don't be disrespectful. But that had nice bounce.
This is rock and roll.
The Rock Show.
Let's get ready to rumble.
This is Bud Hall from the Mighty Mighty Grouse Bears, and you're listening to the Liam Burke Podcast.
Why are you so pretty now?
the music. The music.
I am absolutely loving it.
Rock of Ages.
You are listening to me, Liam Burke, on The Liam Burke Show with me for another week. And I do thank every one of you out there because just looking at my website recently, and I have 120 downloads just from starting before Christmas. And we also have hit 5,001 people have looked in on the website. Whether you've downloaded, whether you've listened to it, I don't goddamn know, and I don't goddamn care, but you've looked in 5,001 people in the last 30 days. Thank you very much for listening to my little show here. Well, whether you listen to it or not, I said you check it out anyway, and whether you stumble across it, whether it's bots, whether who gives a crap, it's 5,001, which at one stage I was struggling to get 1,900, and of course getting that just makes it all worthwhile, week after week, sitting here, recording this show, putting it out, and letting you guys listen to it. Anyway, thanks very much. I am Liam Burke, and I am here for another week of The Liam Burke Show. And what I've got for you, I have lots of stuff coming up this week again. All the same is, I've never have any idea, because I don't go. I just go on the fly. I just go and let it take over and enjoy the show like you do as well. But it's been fantastic getting all the people listening in, all the people writing in part of the show and sharing the show. Mickey Duffy, Des Morphy, all of them. And don't forget that if you ever want to check out Mr. Des Morphy and you're down in Monaghan Town, the last Friday of every month, you can get him at the Blues Rock Jam in McKenna's Bar, or Blues Jam in McKenna's Bar in Monaghan Town. Fantastic little venue, fantastic musicians in there. And do check out Des and tell him I said hello. Anyway, yes, lots more coming up in the show. So let's keep going with another track. And because I'm in the vein of, I was going to say that was Led Zeppelin, may as well be. Greta Van Fleet is what it was, and When the Curtain Falls. I'm going to keep it in that vein, and now I'm going to give you a little bit of these guys, who are only a two-piece, but it sounds like a lot more. Here is Royal Blood and Out of the Black.
How did it feel when it came alive and took you?
Yeah, that was Royal Blood and Out of the Black. You can check them out on YouTube, because I think they're from England, aren't they? Two-piece, and they sound like they're three or four-piece, but they are absolutely fantastic. Check out that video too, Out of the Black from Royal Blood. You are listening to me, Liam Burke, on The Liam Burke Show, and if you would like to send me some of your music, maybe some comedy links, why not hit me up with 15 or 20 songs, some comedy links if you like, and get me on theliamburkeshow.com. You get me Facebook, Liam Burke Show. You get me Spotify, Castbox, Instagram, or you can get me guitarstoney1969@gmail.com, and I'll do my best to play it, just like Mr. Des Murphy did, just like my old friend Anthony Mollenhauer, Mr. Grizzly, he done. I must check in with Anthony and see how he is. Haven't heard from him for a while. Anyway, here is the track, because it's constantly raining here. I know everyone else is getting a bit of snow, and that we're getting rain to beat the band. It's like there's no end to rain. This country's going to be just filled up with water. We were just one sea. We're going to sink into the sea. Here is Status Quo with Rain.
I'm not afraid to die. non-stop classic rock.
Queens of the Stone Age, which I haven't played, I don't think, ever. And I'm sorry I didn't, because they're quite good. So we might have some more of them over the next while as well. And who knows what else. Well, I do, because I'm sitting here. And I just think, for my old pal Tina, she likes these. And I think I should play them for her, because she is very good to come in and fill me full of shite here with sweets and her back chat as well. I do mind. If you don't mind, rather. And Tina... this especially for you. I think Frankie just took on these as well. He likes them as well, because he likes everything you like, Tina. And here is Pearl Jam and Do the Evolution.
Yeah.
there you go. That was Pearl Jam and Do the Evolution, especially for my good friend Tina. Now, the other day, or should I say, well, it was last year, I was doing a little piece for to help out a guy that was he was doing his in college, and he wanted to find out about broadcasting. And of course, he asked his cousin and to ask her husband, and that was Tommy. And Tommy couldn't do it, so he sent him on to me. And of course, I was the last port of call. Well, I suppose, no, he just came to me. He has to be the last port of call. But anyway, we had a chat with him, and I told him the ins and outs of it. And I got a phone call last week to ask me about if I could help him out. And I said, I don't work in Dundalk FM anymore, but I give the number to the girl. She said, I tried it and couldn't get through to him. But I said, right, I'll give Alan a ring. So I rang Alan. And he said, yes, he'd love to help the chap out. There's plenty of stuff to be done around there, and he'll get the experience for the next 5 weeks. But anyway, out of that came two shows that I'm doing on Dundalk FM, which I didn't see coming. Alan says to me, he said, would you be interested in doing a couple of shows on Dundalk FM? And I said, I don't know. He said, the one-off shows, they're both kind of, what would you say, they're unique shows. So I'm doing that over the next couple of weeks. Not next couple of weeks. I think they're picking out the details in April. And they're doing that. And what they're doing is, they're doing, the fourth one is Alpha Beats. And what they do is, they get 26 present and former presenters. And they get them to pick, or not pick, they get them names go into a hat. And then your name comes out with a letter. And what happens then is that they will then match you with a letter, and then you have to play all music, whether it's the songs, whether it's the songs, and whether it's the artist that names with that letter. So there's 26 presenters going in, and 26 of us will each get a letter. So then we'll have to do a 1 hour show with that letter, and that'll be going out on Dundalk FM. I'll let you know about that. It's been picked on in April. And then we'll be allocated with it. I'll record it here and send it on to them, and it'll go out on the Dundalk FM in the next while. It'll probably be over the summer, so I'll let you know when that happens. Also, he said to me, he said, would you be interested in doing 100 years of rock or 100 years of music? And I said, what's that entail? And he said, what they'll do is to get 100 presenters again, and over the last 100 years, right up until present day, you pick a year and you have to play music from that year. And that'll be an hour long as well. So I said, yeah, why not? So looking forward to doing 100 Years of Rock and Alpha Beats over the next while on Dundalk FM. But I'll give you the information when the show goes out on them stations. So I'll be able to, on that station, Dundalk FM, which I used to work on, where I started on. And if you ever wanted to try and get experience, go down, ask for Mr. Alan Bourne and have a chat with Alan and see what he can do. Learn how to do the music and you will do it well. Now it's time for some more comedy. And this time around, I've got Matthew Brossard with Why College Sounds Like a Reality TV Experiment.
It's fun, but you have to spend a lot of time with college kids and you forget what they're like because we keep them quarantined during that portion of life. But there, where there's no consequences for college kids. You can just walk in front of oncoming traffic like a complacent Clark Kent. They're just adorable with their MacBook Pros and their wrong opinions on things. I mean, just like, people always give teenagers a tough time, but like at least teenagers know they're children. Whereas college kids will just walk up like, what's up? My name's Devin, or something stupid. Let's talk about the economy, even though I've never paid an electricity bill. It's like, no. Slow down, Atlas Shrugged. I don't need you. I don't know. I'm not trying to sound judgmental. I remember when I was in college, I was just a terrible person. One of the worst things I did in college was I was prescribed to a drug called Adderall, which you guys party, right? Yeah. I didn't like the effect Adderall had on me, so I decided to stop taking it. But I kept filling the prescriptions because apparently there's like a huge market for college kids. So I sold it. So I was a drug dealer, but in like the least gangster way possible, right? Just like hanging out in the quad between classes. Like, hey, young blood, hey, you want to get high? Grades? I was the only person on campus selling it too, which was, I met a lot of interesting people. There was one girl who was trying to sleep with me to get free Adderall. Attention whore. It's more for me than for you. That's fine. It's okay. It's okay. The thing about college is when you're in college, it makes sense. But when you go back and visit college as a grown-up, it's crazy. Like, I realize at this point, I don't even know how to explain how college works without it sounding like I'm pitching a sadistic concept for a reality show. It's like, all right, here's what we do. We take human beings during the 4 years where the most physically attractive and sexually able, and then we put them in an all-expenses-paid resort with no supervision and limitless booze, and then see if they can learn, huh? When you're a no-name comedian, to get booked to do college shows, you have to do these things called NACA conventions. There's these giant weekend-long conferences where you go and you showcase for student bookers from like hundreds of schools. But because college kids are so progressive, a lot of the other acts are people who talk about how they've overcome persecution for their ethnicity, for their sexual orientation, for disabilities, and then me. And here's the thing about me. My appearance evokes many feelings. Sympathy is not one of them. You know what I mean? No one wants to hear about the plight of a guy with resting rich face. It's just not very, very compelling. There's no one in the audience like, I want to hear more about his comp or whatever it's called. And, well-read crowd. All right. The thing is for me, the contrast makes it very challenging because I'll be sitting backstage and I'll hear the performer in front of me come out and she's like, hey, what's up, y'all? Let me tell you what it's like being a sassy transgender Muslim, right? And the crowd just explodes, like, yeah, you're my spirit mammal, right? And then she just crushes for 15 minutes talking about overcoming adversity and early onset Parkinsimer's, and then I'm next. And I walk on stage, and even though they've never seen me before, I'm how they already pictured the bad guy from her stories, right? The crowd, not on my side. Sea of contempt, just the death glare from 1,000 gender studies majors. They're just like, all right, okay. So what's your struggle, huh? Talk about your hardships. It's like, people incorrectly assume I'm good at lacrosse? Like, I don't, you know what I mean? That's why I'm not edgy as a comedian. I feel like I'm just too privileged looking to have an opinion. You know what I mean? Like, I can't walk on stage and be like, black people. It's like, whoa, they're both shoes. No. You don't get to have a bold stance on race and the keys to your parents' lake house. That's not how this life works. I feel like, as a white person, that whenever I bring up race, it just sounds a little bit racist. You know what I mean? Like, I used to do recruiting work, and they'd see me around the country, and this one time I ended up at a career fair at Dartmouth College. And while I was there, I saw this girl walking around who was African-American, very attractive, and she looked exactly like this girl I went to school with. And I really wanted to tell her that, but then a voice in my head was like, yeah, don't say that, right? Because best case scenario, all she's going to hear is, oh, cute, Zach Morris thinks all black people look the same, right? So I ended up talking to her anyway, and we chatted for a little while, and I mentioned where I went to school. And she goes, oh, Rice, long shot, but did you have a class with my identical twin sister? And I was like, wow, that's crazy. I was going to say something, but I thought I'd sound racist because you're black. And she was like, no, but now you do.
Amber.
offer to come back. I could not foresee this thing happening to you.
There you go, that was the Rolling Stones and Paint It Black. If you have a list of songs you would like me to play, or maybe something you'd like me to do, or maybe you'd like me to trick someone, play a call or play a joke, anything, let me know on liamburkshow.com, Facebook Liam Burke Show. You can also get me on Messenger, Liam Burke Messenger, and you can let me know, or Liam Burke Show Messenger, and let me know there, leave a voicemail, maybe something else, and we'll try and do something. Let's work out something to be... torment someone else on liambookshow.com, and I'll do my best to play it. Now, can't wait till this comes in, because the weather's been a bit shitty at the minute, and it would be great if we could, hurry up, get June. I know I shouldn't be wishing our lives away at the minute, but I would be loving to get to June and get back up to this festival again, which is in Ballyshannon, and it is, of course, the Rory Gallagher Festival. And here is Bad Penny.
My unnecessary trip in that weather. Don't go swimming in the sea. And please don't listen to any other podcast show bar the Liam Burke Podcast Show.
Yeah.
Yeah, Thunder and Lightning from Thin Lizzy. It was one of the first live videos. You remember them things? The square things that were like cassettes, only bigger. The first live video I ever got to see of a band, of any band. And there was three videos we got at the time. And Thin Lizzy's Thunder and Lightning was one of them. And we got E.T. Everyone got E.T. I think around the 83. And that was another one. And also we got... what else did we get? Oh, yes. American Werewolf in London. And when you look back at it, I sat there with my brother that was next down to me. And we sat there watching it with the sound off, but yet we sat on top of the television. And I don't mean sitting on top of the television. I meant we sat with the seats right next to the TV. No idea why, but we turned down the sound so we could watch it. It was scary at the time. Because I suppose I was only 14, he was 13, and that's the way it was. And when I watched it in years gone by then, since, and I said to myself, it was really more of a comedy thing, especially when the werewolf came out of the cinema and knocked the head off the policeman and it rolled down the road. Just really was so so plasticky, so wooden acting at the time. But we didn't know it then, but we do now. We're more wiser now, or are we? Now... what else have we got for you? Yes, I have another track coming up, and then we've got some more comedy coming up, and this time I've got a track by The Lazies, and it is a track called Nothing But Trouble.
You're a hurricane, a story to tell, the roar of a lion looking to raise. You are
to heaven, take the stairway. To get to hell, take the highway. To get to Clarksville, take the last train.
Take the last train to Clarksville, and I'll meet you at the station. You can be.
No need to ask for directions when you want to listen to the Liam Burke Show.
So we pull up to the house. We get out of the car. Now, we don't go right in because my wife's got to coach me before we go into any social event. She's got to fix me. She's always fixing me. My wife's just here. Fix me up. She's got to tell me what to do. She's like, just smile. When you're in there, just smile at people. My wife don't think I smile around strangers. She thinks I got a mean resting face. Like, if I'm not talking or smiling, it looks like I could murder your entire family. So I tell my wife, don't worry about it. This is new people. We're going to have fun. So come up to the door. I ring the bell. They came to the door as a couple. That bothered me. Just send one representative to the door. Both of you don't have to come holding hands. Now you walk in, it's a house I've never been in before. As soon as I walk in, I look at everything around me. I walk it into a new environment, I take a 360 and I take it in. I look for escape routes. My wife don't look at nothing. My wife's in the clouds. She just walk in. Could be a burning building. She would, whoa, wow, it's hot. Let me try over here. So I see the guy right away. He's got a t-shirt, hashtag dad. And he tells me, can you take your shoes off, please? This is a shoe-free environment. I said, what the fuck did you just tell me to do? Shoes don't come off. My shoes come on once a night. That's it. I know some of you aren't even feeling this right now because you do this to people. Don't do this. Do not do this to grown people. All right? You're sitting there going, well, what's wrong with that? We have people take their shoes off all the time. We have white carpet. Why you got white carpet? Why? And my wife knows how I feel about the shoe thing. She taps me. She's like, just take them off. Take them off. These are nice people. So now I got to remove my shoes in front of two people I just met. Try and hold a conversation. It's strange. You're like, so how long have you lived here? And so I drop my shoes in the shoe farm. Now I'm walking around a stranger's house in my socks. Meeting other grown men in their socks. There's four guys in a sock circle. One guy came up, he was barefoot. I almost threw up in my mouth. Guy was barefoot. He wanted to talk serious topics. He's like, what do you think of ISIS? I said, what do you think about putting some socks? ISIS is the least of your concerns. The bunion on this guy was so large. His big toe was headed for the kitchen.
Ow. Yes. Sorry, that's had the bust in someone's ears. That was, of course, Metallica and Don't Tread on Me. And before that, you had Sebastian. I hope I get this right. Maniscalco. I hope that's right. Going for dinner. I couldn't do that at a stranger's house and taking off my shoes. I'm sorry if I knew the people well and good, but when I don't know the people and going for dinner, it's not a good idea. Not a good idea. Taking shoes off. I'm not comfortable. First of all, if I walk around in my bare feet, they'll be cold anyway, unless you've got underfloor heating, but I just can't walk around. And then plus, I always leave my shoes on till I'm going to bed at night, because, and the reason being, that if I ever had to run outside and attack someone for robbing my van, for beating up someone, for doing, I have to be ever ready. It's probably a part of the reason why I don't drink anymore, is because I have to be able to jump in the van, run and save the world if I need to save the world. But I need to have my shoes on. I'm going to be called Superhero Shoes. That's me. Yes. And that's the reason. It's probably a silly reason. I just don't know. Some people would take them off. I just can't take off my shoes in the evening. I need them on. And that is the reason why. So now you know. I am the weirdo who leaves the shoes on the whole time. Anyway, time for some more music. And here is Nirvana with Heart Shape Box.
Yeah. somewhere. A king has no wife, and the wind, it cries very.
Problem with my mics this week, so I'll have to check into that. That was Jimi Hendrix and The Wind Cries Mary. I don't know why it keeps going on and off. Maybe it's a good thing. Maybe you out there are controlling it, and that's why it's happening like that. Oh, yes. You listen to me, Liam Burke, on The Liam Burke Show. You can get me on liamburkeshow.com. You can get me on Facebook, Liam Burke Show, Spotify, Castbox, Instagram, and anywhere you really want to avoid me or get me on, you can do it there. Now, coming toward the end of the show, another couple of tracks before we finish off, and I've got a couple of great tracks before we finish. And this one is from Airborne, Blonde, Bad, and Beautiful.
Thank you for choosing TNA Airlines. We appreciate your business and are here to make your flight just as comfortable as possible. Please sit back, relax. We'll be right back.
Yeah, there you go. She's blonde, bad and beautiful, of course, by Airborne. And if you look at the video, it's pretty much like the way videos used to be years ago for rock and roll. Airborne has really stuck to that kind of mix and it's working for them. Now it's time for me, Liam Burke, to sign off on The Liam Burke Show. But I'm going to leave you one more track. And as I played a track earlier on for Tina, I've also got to play a track for Frankie. And I know Frankie's a big GNR fan. And I'm going to play that and finish off this show this week with it. And until next week, Liam Burke signing off The Liam Burke Show. Don't forget, hit me up on Facebook, Liam Burke Show, GuitaristOnly969, Spotify, Castbox, Instagram, anywhere you listen to podcasts, you will get me. And keep up the work of checking in on the site and also on the downloads as well, which is fantastic. Till next week, Liam Burke signing off The Liam Burke Show. Here is GNR with Estranged.